Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, lower 60s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, patchy frost overnight with temperatures in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, sunny, warmer, around 70. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the mid-40s. For Saturday, a blend of clouds and sun, temps in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 39.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. A 25-year-old Wichita man has been charged in a shooting that injured an 11-year-old girl. Myron Purcell is being held on a $250,000 bond after being charged this week in a drive-by shooting on October 12th. Police say shots were fired at a house and a girl who was inside lying on a bed was hit by a bullet. Her injuries were not life-threatening. Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey says investigators believe Purcell was targeting someone who lived at the house. None of the other four people inside the home were injured. Purcell was charged with aggravated battery, criminal discharge of a weapon, and possession of a firearm by a felon. Time is ticking. If you live in the 785 or 620 area code, you're going to be required to use 10-digit dialing when making local calls beginning this Sunday. The change will make it easier for persons in crisis this coming July to reach the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. That number will be 988. Mid-America Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas. A 26-year-old woman pleaded guilty to two counts of first-degree murder after two people died in Wichita when the woman crashed a stolen vehicle into their car while fleeing from police. Mia Collins also pleaded guilty yesterday to three counts of aggravated battery and one count of attempting to elude an officer. That crash in May of 2019 killed 70-year-old Maria Wood and her 12-year-old granddaughter Rosemary McElroy, Wood's daughter Jenny Wood, a well-known Wichita musician, and a 65-year-old man in another vehicle were injured. Collins' sentencing date has not yet been set. A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed by Audubon of Kansas over water rights at the Quivira Wildlife Refuge in central Kansas. Audubon sued the U.S. Department of the Interior and other federal and state agencies in January. The environmental group contended that the government agencies had not protected senior water rights at the refuge. Rick Averett with Kansas News here on the Mid-America Network.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska U.S. Representative Jeff Fortenberry has pleaded not guilty to charges that he lied to federal agents who were investigating illegal contributions to his campaign. And prosecutors revealed that they plan to call a top aide to the congressman as a trial witness. Fortenberry made his initial appearance in federal court in Los Angeles via an online video chatting service. A judge ordered him to pay $50,000 bond and told him not to have any contact with prosecution witnesses outside of his attorney's presence, but allowed him to avoid spending time in jail while the case proceeds. The Lincoln Catholic Diocese has reassigned and placed restrictions on a pair of priests after an investigation into misconduct claims. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that the reassigned priests are Scott Courtney, who faces allegations he had sexual contact with a woman, and Thomas Donovan, who was accused of sexual misconduct dating back 20 years.
Nebraska News, here on the Mid-America Network.
Hi, I'm Laura Howard, Secretary of the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services. In Kansas, there are more than 540,000 people on Medicare, and each day, nearly 10,000 new people enroll nationwide. While Medicare enrollment can seem daunting, it doesn't have to be. That's where SHIC, or the Senior Health Insurance Counseling for Kansas program, comes in. The SHIC program provides seniors across Kansas trusted and unbiased help about Medicare benefits. SHIC counselors provide all the information and options available so you can make an informed decision about your Medicare coverage. We look forward to helping you navigate your way to a Medicare plan that is right for you. The number to call to find your local SHIC counselor is 1-800-860-5260.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and aired in cooperation with this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board met last Wednesday. Enrollment numbers show the district down a couple of students from last year. Work continues on completing the greenhouse, the ag complex, which has been installed. A superintendent search process is underway, and the board plans a two-year negotiating cycle with teachers. Marshall County Freedom Alliance representatives were present with comments during the Citizens Open Forum and expressed concern with a recent decision allowing a gay straight alliance club, indicating that it has no place in the classroom. A couple of other citizens spoke in support of the effort to allow individual expression. Positive COVID counts in Washington County are stable but remain high as of a last report from the health department as of Wednesday, with 58 active cases and 8 that remain hospitalized. Marshall County is also steady with a week ago, reporting 18 positive cases, with hospitalizations rising to 3. The River Valley Extension District recently named Jake Panbacker of Washington recipient of the 2021 Extension Appreciation Award, recognizing his participation in and volunteer efforts leading various 4-H programs in the county. Active as a youth with the Busy Bee 4-H Club, Panbacker served as an ambassador and also served as photography superintendent and has volunteered at the state fair. Terry Montague was also recognized as the 2020 recipient, as the annual program was canceled last year due to COVID. The Richard and Denise Swanson family received their 2019 award as Kansas Master Farm Maker, Master Homemaker, and several retiring staff members from the River Valley Extension District were also recognized. Sean A. Spillmeyer, age 30, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m., at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville, burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday, 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Sean Spillmeyer. Joseph L. Joe Werner, age 87, of Axtell, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the parish cemetery. Rosary service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5, at the Axtell-Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Joe Werner. Regina Jeannie F. Nortis, age 81, formerly of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral mass Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Jeannie Nortis. William R. Billy Schroller, age 82, of Okito, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial in the Okito Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Billy Schroller. Vivian A. Norris, age 95, of Blue Rapids, passed away Monday.
Memorial service is planned Monday, 11 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Interment will follow at the Riverside Cemetery. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Vivian Norris. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Italian chicken, rice pilaf, Scandinavian blend, and plums. Tomorrow, lemon pepper fish, tater tots, California blend, and applesauce. Final immunization clinic for the Marshall County Health Department at the Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance Building today from 1 to 1:30. KNDY News Time 7:15.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Well, we had a low-pressure system move across parts of the central upper parts of the Midwest yesterday into the overnight hours. That is moving out of our area, and a high-pressure system will move in, bringing us clearing skies for this Thursday. Dry weather for tonight. We'll see sunny skies for tomorrow, continuing into Saturday. We have a low-pressure system that will push through as we head into Saturday night through the end of the weekend, bringing more chances for some showers and thunderstorms. We will also see temperatures back into the 70s starting for the end of the weekend. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, lower 60s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, patchy frost overnight in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies around 70. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the mid-40s. As we enter Saturday, a blend of clouds and sun, upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-October, 67. Record high on this date, 91. The average low, 42. And the record low, 23. Sunrise this morning, 7:43. Sunset this evening at 6:40. After a full harvest moon overnight, 39 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 21st of October. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's the spookiest time of the year, and during Black Squirrel Night, there will be a pumpkin carving contest and display Thursday, October 28th. Drop-off begins at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Marysville Historic Union Pacific Depot, and display and voting will begin from 4 to 9 o'clock. Don't forget to bring and carve your own pumpkin for cash prizes. The overall categories this year are Scariest Pumpkin, The Funniest, Most Creative, and Best Overall. No entry fee to get into the contest, though you must donate to be able to place a vote, and the pot is split 50-50 with the category winners. Pumpkin carving contest and display Thursday, October 28th at the Marysville Historic Union Pacific Depot, just located off 7th Street.
Mount Calvary Lutheran Church Annual Fall Soup Day is Thursday, October 21st. They'll be serving delicious soup, sandwiches, and homemade desserts, 11 to 7. Carryouts are available. They will be serving in the Handicapped Accessible Parish Hall at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville, 17th and Jenkins, Thursday, 10 to 7.
Recent World Series champs on the brink and a playoff feel already in Madison Square Garden. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Braves outfielder Eddie Rosario continues to own the Dodgers, helping Atlanta move a step closer to clinching a trip to the World Series.
1-1 pitch. Rosario hits one well to deep right field. Back at the wall. That one is gone.
The call on WCNN. Rosario picked up his second four-hit game of the series. The Braves pounded the Dodgers 9-2 to take a commanding 3-1 lead in the National League Championship Series, Game 5 tonight in L.A. In the AL, the Astros' offense showed no signs of slowing down a night after their 7-run, 9th-inning eruption.
And Alvarez hits it well and hits it deep to left field, and you can kiss that one goodbye.
On KBME, the Astros topped the Red Sox 9-1 to take a 3-2 lead, with the series moving back to Houston for Game 6 tomorrow. NBA, it may have just been the season opener, but the atmosphere at Madison Square Garden had the feel of an elimination playoff game in a matchup between a pair of Eastern Conference rivals.
Finds Fournier, he's open, fake the three, now one from straight on, knocks it down!
On WEPN-FM, Julius Randle scored 35, while Evan Fournier added 32, including that go-ahead three-pointer in the second overtime. The Knicks withstood a 46-point outburst by the Celts' Jaylen Brown to outlast Boston in double OT, 138-134. Reigning league MVP Nikola Jokic already appears to be in mid-season form.
Rebound down to Michael Porter. Throws it in the paint to Joker. He's triple-teamed. Hook shot is good.
On KKFN, Jokic dropped a double-double, 27-13, in the Nuggets' first meeting with the Suns since they were swept by Phoenix in the second round of last season's playoffs. Denver rallied from a 7-point halftime deficit for a 110-98 win. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Friday Night Football. Join KNDY as we broadcast Marysville at home to take on Riley County and our Friday feature game, Washington County at Valley Falls. Cape Prep's pregame at 6 o'clock. TBL Roundup at 6:30, 6:45 pregame, and the 7 o'clock kickoff. Marysville live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Washington County live on FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on KNDYRadio.com and our free mobile app. Kansas State comes off a tough loss to take on Texas Tech, with pregame starting at 9 o'clock. And Kansas takes on number 3 Oklahoma, with pregame starting at 10:30.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Demand for livestock loans grew in the third quarter, boosting agricultural lending activity. However, demand for operating loans were more subdued, and total non-real estate lending remained near its average of the past decade. The Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank yesterday said the average size of loans for some livestock categories did reach an all-time high and contributed to the increased lending. While the average size of operating loans also remained elevated, a small number of loans limited the overall financing of operating expenses. The agricultural economy generally remains strong as elevated commodity prices continue to support farm incomes. Prices of most major crops are at multi-year highs, moving into fall harvest and supported farm revenue prospects. However, weakness in the cattle industry persists as low cattle prices continue to limit profit margins for producers. In addition, concerns about drought and higher input costs continued to intensify and likely contributed to an increase in financing needs in the livestock sector. A recent study found that corn and corn gluten meal are the two top most used plant-based ingredients in pet food. Corn, the dominant plant-based carbohydrate, 1.2 million tons. Corn gluten meal is the dominant plant-based protein ingredient, 476,000 tons used annually. Thanks to pet food, the corn industry moved 1.9 million tons of product, valued at a total of $438 million. Farmers and farm product processors sell $6.9 billion worth of products to pet food manufacturers every year used as ingredients. The Institute for Feed Education and Research, the Pet Food Institute, and the North American Renters Association compiled that data. Sales made by farmers and processors of farm products to pet food manufacturers stimulates further upstream economic activity, leading to the purchase of $5.3 billion of materials and services from farm suppliers. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
There will be a land auction, 135 acres more or less, in Nemahal County, located southwest of Baileyville, for the Alvin and Joanne Dieters estate. Sale October 30th. That's Saturday at 10 a.m. at Knights of Columbus Hall in Seneca. Property is 135 acres, more or less, 131 tillable. A high amount of tillable acres with the majority of the farm having tile outlet terraces that drain well. This is a very good farm with easy access with roads on all sides. From Baileyville, go a mile west on Highway 36 to Sea Road. South on Sea Road, the property starts a half mile south on the west side. The homestead and pasture is not included. For additional information or inspection, contact Seneca Realty. Go online to senecarealty.net. Contact Mike Kuckelman or Dale Wilhelm. This land auction for the Alvin and Joanne Dieters estate, Saturday, October 30th, begins at 10 a.m. at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Seneca.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Happy Thursday morning to you. Market's opening up in just a little bit. We had a good day yesterday when it came to your row crops and grains and livestock, mostly higher all across the board, especially in the livestock, excluding the lean hogs that struggled just a little bit yesterday. A lot of it just due to the continued harvest and planting for the fall crops, along with the continued exports and continued buying power that we see across the globe right now. As well as yesterday afternoon, we did see the ag minister in the country of Ukraine talk about expanding their wheat exports to 25.3 million metric tons. That is up dramatically compared to last year's, at this point, exporting nearly 17.5 million metric tons due to a larger amount of area that they actually planted their wheat that's continued to be harvested right now and see some relatively good quality. At the same time, in the country of China, their Chinese ag minister yesterday afternoon did talk about their top producing regions of wheat planting and how they've had a lot of rain delays causing some issues there. That's sitting at around 26% complete versus the long-term average of 53%. So they are struggling on that front, but there is a higher demand for a lot of these products right now with the continued buying power and the anticipation of them getting out of the ground. Wheat yesterday did wrap up 11.5 points higher for Kansas City wheat for December at 7.59¾. We saw corn up 9 points yesterday at 5.39¼. So not a bad day there. Oats started off kind of rocky at the opening yesterday, wrapped up relatively high. December oats up 11 points at the end of, at the closing yesterday, 2667 even. In the cotton market, that was been kind of trending a little bit slower and kind of stagnant the last few days. But with some of the drier conditions and the picking up of harvest of cotton in the plains states lately, that has picked up as well. With December cotton wrapping up yesterday, $2.90 higher at 110.73. Canola for November was up 11.5 yesterday to 9.49¾. We'll see what markets do when they open up today. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting over 550 head of cattle for the sale today. 14 black Simmental, they're older. 20 one-month-old bull and heifer calves. 23 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 6. 15 mixed steers and heifers, 4.5 to 550. 15 black steers, 5 to 5.5. 40 black steers and heifers weigh 5 to 5.5. 40 weighing 5 to 6 and 40 weighing 5 to 6. 20 black and red steers and heifers weighing 5 to 6. 30 black Angus Holstein cross steers out of AI. Select Angus sire bulls weigh 6 to 650. 28 black steers, 6 to 6.5. 12 black heifers, 650 to 750. 60 black steers and heifers weigh 6 to 8. 80 black steers off grass, 8 to 850. 30 black and red steers, 850 to 9. And 85 black steers off grass weigh 9 to 950. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Renaissance Painters not only left us beautiful artwork, but valuable scientific evidence as well. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, October 21st, the 294th day of the year. Actress Carrie Fisher and poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge were both born on this day. If you were to travel back in time, maybe 400 or 500 years, you would find that fruits and vegetables of the day were a lot different than modern varieties. How do we know? There are no photographic records, of course, and specimens have long decayed to dust. The answer, though, lies at your local art museum. Food historians studying art from the Renaissance note that cantaloupes once had deep sutures in the shell, and watermelon had pale pink pigmentation rather than red. Other historical evidence is gleaned from relative sizes and shapes. Whether centuries of selective breeding have improved flavor and texture, though, we may never know. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 39 degrees this morning in Marysville. Middle 60s on tap for us again today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports Good Thursday. We'll start off with KU Hoops. Four-star big man Ernest Uda Jr. announced yesterday he's headed to KU next year. The center from Florida is ranked number 29 nationally in the class of 2022 by 24/7 Sports. He chose the Jayhawks over UCLA. KU's 2022 class is shaping up to be one of the best in the country. 24/7 has it ranked the third best in the nation. Uda Jr. will join Grady Dick, Zubi Ejiofor, and MJ Rice in Lawrence next year. More on KU, it's a Big 12 team that has a solid amount of experience coming back, which is leading to a strong team chemistry, even with the transfer of Remy Martin from Arizona State. Players agree Martin's infectious energy will elevate this year's squad. KU senior Okchai Agbaji says, "I think out of everything, he's brought a different kind of leadership to our team just from day one, and it's fun playing with him." Mid-America Network Sports.
Good morning. K-State fans, your Wildcats host TCU Saturday, October 30th for homecoming. Kickoff is set for 2:30 p.m. and tickets start at just $25 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or 1-800-221-CATS. Join us as the Cats host the Horned Frogs and we celebrate homecoming. Don't miss Big 12 football in Bill Snyder Family Stadium as K-State hosts TCU Saturday, October 30th. Go Cats!
Substate volleyball is Saturday with Marysville, the number 4 seed, at Sabetha, facing number 5 seed Pleasant Ridge first round. Top seeds Hiawatha, Nemaha Central second, Rossville third, Royal Valley and Jeff West round out the field. Class 2A at Alma has Valley Heights seeded third, facing 6 seed Salina Sacred Heart in the first round. Harrington's top seed, Wabunsee second, with El Saline, Bennington, St. Mary's, and Republic County also participating. In the Osborne 1A D1 division, Washington County is 4th seed, facing 5 seed Clifton Clyde first round. Lakeside Downs, Osborne, Thunder Ridge, Rock Hills, and Stockton will also play. Frankfort is 4th seed in 8-man Division 1. They will host Care Paravel first round. Top seed Centralia receives a first-round bye with Donovan West, Blue Valley, Onega, and Troy rounding out the field. Hanover girls are top seed in the Lynn 1A Division 2 substate with a first-round bye. Second seed is St. John's Tipton. Third seed Lynn will host 6th seed Axtell in the first round Saturday. Wetmore, Pike Valley, and Southern Cloud also play. Brackets posted on the Kansas State High School Activities Association website.
Tune in this Friday as Marysville takes on Riley County at home on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and Washington County goes on the road to take on Valley Falls live on FM 95.5.
4-H. For youth, for America, 4-H.
A salute during October from Kuhlman Implement and Hardware.
Linda's Insurance Agency in your country, KNDY.
My name is Quinn Fincham, and I'm 9 years old. I am a member of the Home City Hustlers 4-H Club. My favorite parts of 4-H are playing games at our meetings and showing my calf at the fair.
Hi, my name is Aurora Conti. I'm in the Wild Lake 4-H Club. I've been in 4-H for, it's my first year. My favorite project is Legos.
My name is Carson Ring, and I have been in Happy Harvesters 4-H Club for 4 years. I really enjoy showing my pigs this year and was Grand Champion Junior Swine Championship. I also took photos and got Reserve Champion on both of my color and black and white photo. 4-H is lots of fun.
Hi, my name is Callie Schmidt. This is my 7th year in the Wide Lake 4-H Club, and my favorite project would be beef.
A salute during October from Kuhlman Implement and Hardware, Linda's Insurance Agency, and your country, KNDY.
KNDY.
Cell phone runs out of range and every bar is gone. Cut through the woods another 100 miles and disappear for a while. I wanna hear rain.